Hello.
Hi, this is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and continue. Have the pleasure to speak with Pedro Diaz.
See?
Okay, thank you, Pedro. Let's go ahead and continue. Now, what are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and the other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think that you will vote?
I already have my ballots right here. I'm going to vote by mail. I already fill it up. I'm going to send it by mail to the commissioner, elector commissioner.
But in this case, you will vote. You will be sure that you will vote.
I already fill it up. I'm going to send it tomorrow by mail.
Excellent. Excellent. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democrat primary?
I'm Democrat.
You're a Democrat. Okay. Now, in what year are you born? In what year you were born?
That's not going to answer that.
Okay. Don't worry about that. Okay. Let's go ahead and continue. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
You're from Puerto Rico. Okay. Let me mark that down in here. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off of the wrong track?
We got on the wrong track because Ron DeSantis, he think he can do everything he wants by making some law that don't make sense. He tried to hold us like prisoners, you know. Todo español, no?
Yes, but for quality purposes, I'm not able to speak Spanish on this survey. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's okay, but, you know, I believe, you know, Ron DeSantis, he's going out of line a lot. It doesn't mean that I'm the Democrat,
yeah.
But because he tried to control with all the law that he's making, and he tried to control the human, the people who live in Florida, and that's not right.
Okay, thank you for that answer. Let's go ahead and mark that down here. Now, in this case, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings over each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please let me know, okay? Let's go ahead and start. Let's go ahead and start, for example. Let's go ahead and start. Joe Biden.
Yeah, you know him.
So
he's the president.
Now, do you your opinion from him it will be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Mm-hmm.
He's retired the campaign, so I don't think that question matter because he's not running for president.
He's not running for president. You're totally right. So let's go ahead and continue. Thank you for that answer. Now let's go ahead and talk about Kamala Harris.
I'm very proud that she can be the next president of the United States, the first female president of the United States.
Thank you for that. Let me mark that down as your answer. Now, Rodney Jacobs Jr.
I've never heard of him before.
Never heard of him before. Barbara Sheriff.
No. Because I really, you know, I just vote, and I don't know many senators
Okay, don't worry about that. Let me mark that down here as your answer. Now, last but not least, Chad Kiltzman.
No, I never heard.
Never heard. Okay, let's go ahead and continue. Now, if the Democrat primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Chad Kilsman, Barbara Sharif, and Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., for whom you will vote?
I'm going to vote for Barbara.
Oh, for Barbara. Thank you for that. Let's go ahead and continue now. How certain are you that you will vote for Barbara Sharif? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Very certain. Let's go ahead and continue. Still thinking about the Democrat primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Let's go ahead and start. Climate change and the environment, voting rights, healthcare, protecting procedures, right, jobs and wages, home and property insurance, education, LGBTQ rights, or other one that you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about the question, so you can go ahead and pass that.
Okay. Don't worry about that. Let's go ahead and mark that down here as your answer. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm concerned.
Conservative. Okay, let's go ahead and mark that down in here. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college,
high school.
Post,
well,
high school.
High school, yeah.
High school graduate. Okay, let me go ahead and write that down here. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
You already called me for my name, Pedro.
Yeah, I know. Just for quality purposes, okay. Now, in this case, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I wish you a really good rest of your day. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Stay safe.
Okay, bye.
Bye.